Now, leaders with the Democratic Party announced this week that their 2020 national convention will be scaled back considerably because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Milwaukee will still host the nominating event, but the DNC has asked a majority of delegates to join remotely, and scheduled party events around the city have been canceled. The news strikes a blow to businesses throughout the Milwaukee area that were counting on an influx of out-of-towners and that have already been hurt by the novel coronavirus outbreak. Tom Dakin is a business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and MJS Online. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, give us a before and after from what we know. Tom, what was the expectation of this big convention? What is the reality looking like now?
Well, the expectation when it was announced in 2019 was 50,000, that's 5-0, 50,000 visitors, creating an economic impact of $200 million. With Wednesday's announcement, we haven't heard a figure yet as to how many people the DNC expects to come for the mostly virtual meeting in August, but I don't think it's going to be very big, to put it kindly. It's certainly not going to rank among, say, the normally large meetings that we have every year, the Northwestern Mutual annual meeting, for example. It's going to be nowhere near what that would normally be, and that, by the way, also has been canceled. It's going to end up being kind of like a middling type meeting in terms of economic impact.
You talked to area business owners who had been hoping for a big surge in business from this convention. What kind of things did you hear?
Well, honestly, just sort of resignation. I mean, nobody's terribly surprised by this. We knew for some time, based on all the signals coming from the DNC, that it was going to be scaled back. We just didn't know to what extent. The folks that I talked to, for example, Tim Dixon, who operates the Iron Horse Hotel, which is a luxury hotel just south of downtown, essentially said, you know, at this point, we'll take any business we can get. Tim reopened his hotel after about 11-week shutdown. He reopened in early June. He would normally be full this time of year from Memorial Day to Labor Day virtually every night. He's running about a 20% occupancy rate. And I'm sure he's not alone in that. Marcus Hotels, you're probably familiar with them. That company operates three large high-end hotels in downtown Milwaukee. They did reopen the Pfister about 2 weeks ago. But their Hilton Milwaukee City Center downtown and the St. Kate Hotel of the Arts both remain closed. So I'm sure they've seen a big drop off in business. And it's just been very, very hard on the travel industry because of COVID-19.
Right. The DNC is just yet another thing. You mentioned it's not the only event that would usually happen in the Milwaukee area this time of year. There's a lot of that going on, I imagine.
Well, let's count them. No Summerfest, no Irish Fest, no German Fest, no Polish Fest, et cetera. We're going to get Major League Baseball now, it looks like, but that's, of course, being greatly reduced. No Northwestern Mutual annual meeting, no Wisconsin State Fair. God, you know, we were even hoping to have the Bucks in the NBA Finals, which would result in games being played in Milwaukee if I serve form in June. Now that's not happening. So, yeah, it's been pretty bleak if you own a hotel and a restaurant and a bar.
Yeah, let's talk about those restaurants and bars. That's another big part of the story. And I understand, I think some restaurant owners are trying to scale up and other venue owners trying to scale up to get ready for this DNC influx.
Well, there certainly was talk of that, like I said, starting in 2019 up through when the coronavirus began hitting. And I think there was a gradual realization that came in that we weren't going to have a DNC anywhere near along the lines of what we had originally planned, if we would have one at all, frankly. Bear in mind, Charlotte, North Carolina isn't getting anything given what's happening there. Yeah, when you say scale up, I mean, certainly they're making provisions to hire extra employees. That's not happening now. Quite honestly, the restaurants in Milwaukee have only now just begun to open in the last couple of weeks once the local city order gave them the go-ahead to do that. And they're now just trying to figure out how to get more outdoor dining space, because that's what people feel comfortable doing. And that's falls in line with CDC guidelines as to what's safer in terms of dining. So we're now trying to figure out, or I should say the restaurants now are trying to figure out how to expand on the sidewalks and even into some closed city streets that might help accommodate those additional outdoor dining spots.
Talking to Tom Dakin, business reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and MJS Online, looking at the impact of the a big scaling back of the Democratic National Convention on businesses in Milwaukee and the surrounding area. Just the latest bit of bad news to follow a lot of damage from the COVID-19 pandemic already. Tom, are we at a place where some of these hotels, restaurants aren't going to make it out of this?
Well, we've had a few restaurants that have already said they're permanently closed, that they're not going to reopen, even now that they can reopen. Hotels, haven't heard of any that have gone quite to that drastic length, but honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a few that fall into some very difficult financial travails. Now, whether that means they actually shut down or not permanently, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if you have some hotel operators who have to restructure their debt, perhaps under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. That just simply wouldn't surprise me at this point.
What have you heard from local leaders, chambers of commerce, that kind of thing, and how they're trying to help businesses get through this time?
Well, like in a lot of communities, there have been efforts to put together local grant programs. We have some of that here through the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. That's our Chamber of Commerce in this area. And then, of course, there were the PPP loans available from the federal government that a lot of small businesses took advantage, as well as hotel operators, including larger hotel operators. When Congress was creating the PPP program, the hotel industry successfully lobbied to get a provision allowing it to obtain those loans, even if they weren't, quote unquote, small businesses. And the industry argued they should get that because of the catastrophic effects on travel from COVID-19. And Marcus Hotels is one of the larger companies that's taken advantage of that. There have been others as well. So there are things out there for them to obtain to try and get through this. Marcus, in addition to that, was able to obtain a large line of credit from some commercial lenders as well.
How about infrastructure changes, Tom? I think I had seen that Mitchell Field, the airport there, was going to be trying to get ready for the big influx of passengers with the DNC. Is there anything else like that that there might already be some investment on the ground that isn't going to come to fruition now?
Well, we did have certain street projects that were being, I think, expedited, but I wouldn't say they were being done specifically for the DNC. Okay. I think things that were already on schedule that the sense was, well, let's hurry up and get them done now before 50,000 people come to town. Those would be done in either course. I do know that there were some tentative steps by some of the wireless carriers to upgrade their infrastructure. They at the very least, they pulled the construction permits to do that. But my recollection was that was happening right before COVID-19 hit, and I'm not sure that they have now gone forward on most of those plans, given everything that's happened.
Briefly, as we wrap up, Tom, what are you watching for when it comes to the economic impact of this much-reduced Democratic National Convention this summer?
Well, we're seeking, my colleagues and I are trying to seek revised estimates as to how many people they expect to get and what the impact will be. And by the way, the original economic impact, 200 million out of 50,000 visitors, your viewers who are right now, I should say your listeners who are right now doing the math in their heads will say, gee, that's $4,000 per person. To answer your next question, yeah, that's probably puffed up. I think every economic impact industry ever done since the beginning of mankind has taken multiplier effects to a, shall we say, liberal degree.
Tom, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you so much.
We've been talking to Tom Dakin. He's a business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and MJS Online. He joined us on the show today to talk about how a much scaled back Democratic National Convention this summer will impact Milwaukee businesses already hit hard by the COVID-19 outbreak. We heard from some restaurant owners over the last few weeks. Are you one of the businesses affected by this? Send us a note, email ideas@WPR.org.